Raw Truth from PRI, Public Radio International, and WCRB in Boston, a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his courageous work for justice, and his inspirational legacy. With the Boston Children's Chorus, conducted by Anthony Teresa King, and special guests, A Room Full of Teeth. I'm Laura Carlo. Every year, the Boston Children's Chorus remembers Dr. King's legacy with a special celebration. And every year, the event itself is an inspiration. The voices of young people filling New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with cries for justice, songs of hope, and hymns of peace. And this year, to enhance the message even more, the voices of the Boston Children's Chorus are joined by special guests, Room Full of Teeth. It's a fun name for a brilliant vocal octet that stretches the boundaries of choral music. A recent review of Room Full of Teeth put it this way. The vocal ensemble basically had the whole world in its hands, freely using techniques from every corner of the planet. We'll hear from Room Full of Teeth in a few minutes. But first, let's hear the sound of the Boston Children's Chorus, led by Anthony Teresa King. Raw Truth in concert. This is Glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Every day, women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is just a position in us. Justice for all, just stay specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
Selma's now for every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They marched with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles from dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became legal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald eagle. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The become another Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
But what is one day? When will glory come? When will we live in a world that is just and equitable for all?
And what can I do to help make this world a reality?
The truth is that my school and hometown are more racially segregated today than they were 20 years ago.
The truth is that women still do not receive equal pay for equal work.
The truth is, a person my age is more likely to be killed by a gun than in a car accident.
The truth is that we are living in relative comfort while conflict and persecution forces tens of thousands of refugees around the world to flee their homes daily.
These truths are disturbing. Sometimes it's easier to ignore them than it is to acknowledge other people's pain, their marginalization, and their suffering.
But Dr. King shows us that we must reveal and engage with these truths if we hope to change our world for the better.
Tonight, we ask that you join us in facing the raw truth.
Because the journey is not over. We still have not reached the mountaintop.
And we must work together if we hope to get there one day.
First, we'll be singing Paul Simon's The Church is Burning, written 50 years ago in response to the Ku Klux Klan's terrorization of African American churches. The song resonates tragically with the shooting at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston just last year.
Racially motivated violence still plagues our society, and with anti-Muslim violence and discrimination on the rise in the United States, we all must work towards mutual understanding to ensure that the mistakes of the past will not become the realities of today.
Thank you.
Boston Children's Chorus singing Paul Simon's A Church is Burning, with the addition of words to express the hope that Muslim places of worship will not become targets of prejudice. And before that, Glory. I'm Laura Carlo, and you're listening to Raw Truth, a concert dedicated to unveiling some of the difficult truths about our world and to celebrating the hope that it could be a better place. The Boston Children's Chorus is led by Artistic Director Anthony Tresick King. Next, a call for environmental awareness by Venezuelan composer Alberto Grau. Casar Mie Lagai. The text is a phrase in an African dialect meaning simply, the earth is tired.
Thank you. Our next elections, we will tell the tale of two black men who died far too young.
Our first song tells the story of Harry T. Moore, a civil rights activist who was killed alongside his wife in a home bombing in 1951. The Moore's murders were never found.
Happy.
The Ballad of Harry T. Moore, a song by Bernice Johnson Regan, sung by the Boston Children's Chorus. And we started with Casar Mie Lagahi by Alberto Grau. Next, the young singers are joined by the vocal ensemble Roomful of Teeth for the story of Khalif Browder, a brand new composition by the founder of Roomful of Teeth, Brad Wells. It's one that stretches the boundaries of vocal music. Again, here's a member of the chorus to introduce it.
At the age of 16, Khalif Browder was arrested for allegedly stealing a backpack in the Bronx. He spent 3 years in Rikers Prison, two of which were in solitary confinement. He was released at the end of 3 years with no charges brought, and the charges dropped, and he tried to subsequently put his life back together. But because of the damage done in solitary confinement, he ended up committing suicide this past June. While he was in solitary confinement, being a relatively young boy, he was still growing and often was hungry. He would observe the prison guards returning uneaten food from other prison cells, and he would ask for that food, bread, or whatever, and it was often denied to him. This piece is a musical response to Khalif's raw truth.
Twelve by seven.
Tonight, the world premiere of If We Must Die, a piece by Stephen Feigenbaum, featuring the words of Claude McKay, a prominent writer during the Harlem Renaissance. Feigenbaum's powerful piece advocates taking a stand against racially motivated violence.
Stephen Feigenbaum's call to action, If We Must Die. Before that, I'm On My Way. And Roomful of Teeth started that set with the world premiere of Brad Wells' intense composition for voices, Kalief Browder. The Boston Children's Chorus, together with Roomful of Teeth, at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall in Boston. It's Raw Truth, a tribute to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and it was Dr. King who said, Those who love peace must learn to organize as effectively as those who love war. I'm Laura Carlo, and in this program, we're hearing both the speaking and singing voices of the Boston Children's Chorus, honoring the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Now, what does all of this mean in this great period of history? It means that we've got to stay together. Now, we're going to march again, and we've got to march again in order to put the issue where it is supposed to be. Force everybody to see that there are 1,300 of God's children here suffering, sometimes going hungry, going through dark and dreary nights, wondering how this thing is going to come out. That's the issue. And we've got to say to the nation, we know how it's coming out. For when people get caught up with that which is right, and they are willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory.
Woke Up This Morning, an arrangement by Boston Children's Chorus director Anthony Teresa King of that great old spiritual, performed by the Boston Children's Chorus at their annual Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall.
Emmett Till, born in 1941, Chicago.
Murdered in 1955, Money, Mississippi.
Never got his freedom.
Never got his justice.
We remember him.
We remember all boys and girls who died because of the color of their skin.
Folks, listen to this story. It's one the world should know. About a Negro boy of 14 named Emmett Till. From Chicago to Mississippi to see his Uncle Mose. But we won't see little Emmett's anymore. Emmett Till, Emmett Till, his name will be a legend we all know. Tallahatchie, Mississippi, to see his Uncle Mose. But we won't see Little Emmett anymore. A few days in Tallahatchie, Emmett with his little pals, to Money, Mississippi grocery store to buy. They bought bubblegum and candy from the woman at the store. As they turned to leave, little Emmett said goodbye. His little pal said to him, "What you mean saying goodbye to that woman in a Money grocery store?" They said, "She is good looking." Emmett said, "You're right." And that remark cost little Emmett his life. Emmett Till, Emmett Till, his name will be a legend we all know. Tallahatchie, Mississippi, to see his Uncle Mose, but we won't see little Emmett anymore. 'Twas on the following Sunday, they say about 2 a.m., two bad men came and knocked on Mose's door. They said to Uncle Mose, "We've come to take the boy." He whistled at that woman and he must go. He was taken to a stable, beaten, shot right through the head. All one could hear were the blows and Emmett's cries. Last words were, "Mama, save me, have mercy on me, Lord." The blow still fell, but little Emmett had died. The two men went to trial, sat and grinned and smoked and chewed, as the fearful witnesses all did testify. Jury's out, 65 minutes, returned verdict in hand, not guilty, was their prompt reply. Emmett Till, Emmett Till,
Emmett Till, it will be
a legend we all know.
Will yesterday's tragedy be today's lesson?
Will today's truth be tomorrow's reality?
Will the world be a better place for me and my family?
What will the new morning bring?
Bye.
My Lord, What a Morning, a glorious song of hope in a beautiful arrangement by Harry T. Burley. And before that, another powerful story, The Death of Emmett Till, with the Boston Children's Chorus Young Men's Ensemble. Raw Truth, in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. I'm Laura Carlo. Throughout this concert, we've heard the passionate young voices of chorus members introducing the music from the stage. And here they are again.
On behalf of the entire Boston Children's Chorus, thank you for joining us tonight as we honor the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King and all those who came before and after him. We are proud to represent his message and memory tonight and in our lives every day.
Tonight was about revealing our raw truths. Those truths can be difficult to hear.
But as we sing our last song,
now is the time to listen.
Now is the time for justice.
Now is the time for healing.
Now is the time to stand united.
Let us rise up tonight with a greater readiness. Let us stand with a greater determination. And let us move on in these powerful days, these days of challenge, to make America what it ought to be. We have an opportunity to make America a better nation. And I want to thank God once more for allowing me to be here with you.
Thank you.
Time for Change, a song by Jim Papoulas, sung by the Boston Children's Chorus, led by Anthony Teresa King. And you can hear in these young voices a readiness to carry on the struggle for justice, human rights, and peace. That was the mission of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it can be ours as well. You've been listening to Raw Truth, a celebration of the mission and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from PRI and WCRB in Boston, with the Boston Children's Chorus and the vocal ensemble Room Full of Teeth. Our thanks to Ben Hires and the rest of the staff of the Boston Children's Chorus for their help in putting together this broadcast. And thanks especially to the singers of the Boston Children's Chorus and their director, Anthony Teresa King. Raw Truth was produced by Alan McClellan, along with WCRB's lead engineer, Antonio Oliart Ross. I'm Laura Carlo, and this is PRI, Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.